Hi, it's Chris Watkin here, and I'm joined by Paul Offley, known by many people watching this as the King of Compliance for a state and letting agency with the Guild of Property Professionals. Paul, I've known you for in excess of 25 years, but many people watching this probably haven't known you that long, and I want to get to know you a little bit better so we can show the world such a wonderful person you are. So why did you become an estate agent back in the 1990s? Talk to me.
I probably, like lots of people, I didn't want to become an estate agent. And I left school and I went into work in butchering. And I had a Saturday job as a butcher and I thoroughly enjoyed that. And that's what I wanted to do when I left school. So when I left school, I went into this butcher's business and enjoyed it. And then we had our first winter and it was flipping awful. You know, you went to work in the morning and your fingers were frozen and they stayed frozen all day long. So I thought, hang on, this isn't for me. So I wrote around to lots of firms to try and find a job. And an absolutely wonderful guy who I had the most greatest of admiration for, John Pygott, at the time of Earl and Lawrence in Sleaford in Lincolnshire, offered me a job. And I started there back in 1978. Yes.
What's been your best time as an estate agent? I know you're not an estate agent at the moment, but you help estate agents.
My best time, I think those early days at Earl and Lawrence were fantastic. And I think because we were a general practice firm, you had so much exposure to different types of the business. Like on a Monday, everybody was in the cattle market. Didn't matter what your role was, you were in that cattle market. You know, you could go at the weekends out on farm sales. You dealt with commercial. You got exposure to absolutely every aspect of estate agency, which I think today you don't get that. Right. If you start, you probably start in sales or you start in lettings. You know, there it was just all hands on deck to every type of role.
Apart from Mr. Pygott, which other people throughout your whole estate agency industry have inspired you?
Okay, there was another guy, one of the old partners at Earl & Lawrence was a guy called John Hodgson. And John Hodgson was one of our partners, but he also wrote the very first computerized system for estate agents. And I remember in those days, we just had little cardboard boxes and you put names in, but he developed the very first computerized system for estate agents on an old Apple computer with these discs that you had to put in and take out. And that, you know, he was so inspiring because he was a chartered surveyor and he went off and did a degree in computing and wrote this program. And it was the very, very first one. So he's been hugely inspirational to me. And there was another guy in Lincoln called Tony Brogdon. When I went to Lincoln and when I first started valuing, Tony Brogdon was extremely influential. And of course, in those days, it's not like nowadays, you valued terraced houses. And when they thought you were ready to move on to detached, you could go to detached. And when they thought you were ready to move on to uphill Lincoln, then you could go to uphill Lincoln. But whereas nowadays, I think you just go in and you value and you dig out your comparables. We had no comparable evidence. So you had to prove that you could do something before you moved on to the next stage. And when you look back, those were incredible good days.
What's been your biggest regret of your life?
I don't mean this to sound corny, but I don't have any regrets because I think whatever you do, you learn from them. If I had hindsight, I may have done some things differently, but I'm a great believer in that things happen for a reason. And it's what you make of that situation that sets up how you deal with it. You know, how you deal with something is setting you up for the future.
Don't you wish you'd set up your own estate agency?
No.
Why?
No, definitely not. I'm not a great businessman. And if anybody asks you, my forte probably wasn't sales, which is probably why I stopped being an estate agent and went into support. So sales was never something that really sort of floated my boat as much as what I do now. So no, I don't think running my own business would ever have worked.
What does the perfect weekend look like for Paul Offley?
Perfect weekend for me at the moment looks like a bit of dog walking, supermarket shopping, and now it's getting lighter. Just outside in the garden, family time.
Okay. And if I was coming around for your house for dinner, what would be your signature dish that you could cook?
blimey, what could I do, signature dish?
Or does Mrs. Offley do all the cooking?
No, we share the cooking. I do enjoy in cooking. I like pork.
Okay.
So I would probably do you a very nice pork in some applesauce.
Okay.
Traditional.
And let's just say you were at the Guild conference and you'd had a, you know, you've been on stage and you come off and you're really good. What drink would you buy from the bar, or if someone was buying you a drink?
A nice glass of red wine.
Okay, what particular grape?
I like a very nice Cabernet Sauvignon, but any red wine, okay. Really.
And, you know, the sort of job you do is going to be quite stressful. How do you get rid of stress?
You see, this is an odd one for me, because I don't get stressed. And I know that that's, I don't, because I think, you know, you just have to take everything that you get and you just deal with it, and you do what you can in the day, and what you can't get done just goes to the next day.
Okay. And so apart from your family, because how many children have you got?
Two.
Two. One of which is Sam Offley,
he
which is
indeed.
Part of Agents Together.
Yes.
So you must be very proud of him. I'm sure you're equally proud of your other child. Apart from your family and work, do you have any hobbies or passions?
I'm one of the most boring people you can ever come across. I'm not into sport in any way whatsoever. I don't really have any hobbies. So I always hate that question when somebody says, what are your hobbies? Well, I haven't actually got any. Unless you count dog walking and drinking red wine, they're the probably only two hobbies that I've got. I do enjoy when we're allowed the occasional holiday. I do commit on that.
And hopefully after COVID, where do you hope your next holiday to be?
Well, all being well, it will be September this year, back to Tenerife.
Oh, you like a bit of reefy, do you?
I like a bit of reefy.
Good stuff, good stuff. And do you listen to any podcasts or read any books or anything like that to while away the time?
No. Again, adding to my boring list, when we went away last year, we got a holiday last year, towards the end of last year, to Greece. And I went away and I read a couple of books. And, you know, I'm not embarrassed about that. I read Jane McDonald's life story about the cruise ship. And it was one of those books that you wouldn't want to read anywhere else. But on holiday, it was perfect holiday reading.
Okay, so what does the future look like for you? How long do you hope to be at the Guild, and when do you think you'll retire?
I'll be at the Guild for as long as they and the members need me. Retirement would absolutely mortify me. I can think of nothing more boring than being at home all day long and not having that drive to go out there and do something. I can't see retirement. But then again, I think if I look back at some of those people that I mentioned that you know I enjoyed working with, they don't retire. They just carry on working until they're no longer able to work, or I think until it starts becoming enjoyable. And I think that's the difference. I'm absolutely so grateful to be in a profession that I enjoy every single day and every single person that I talk to. And that makes so much difference.
Thank you for your time today, Paul.
Pleasure.
I know you for years. You're a good friend, and I look forward to helping and supporting you and you doing the same for me in the years to come. Thank you.
Thank you.